Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Romans, Romans 6, verses 1 to 12. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Like some of you, maybe, at our house, we're coping with social distancing these days by spending a lot more of our evenings watching Netflix than we ever have before. And one of the Netflix series we've discovered features a French detective named Baptiste. In one episode, Baptiste discovers that a young man involved in a human trafficking case he's investigating is his own illegitimate son. Baptiste is put in a position where he has no choice but to arrest the young man. In the scene where Baptiste confronts him to make the arrest, the young man protests, "But I'm your son." Baptiste replied, "I don't care who you are. I only care about what you've done." That's the way it should be, isn't it? We're judged on our merit. So it doesn't matter who we are. It matters what we've done. That sounds completely fair and reasonable and correct. But is that how it works in the kingdom of God? What matters to God? What you've done or who you are? I bring it up because in Romans 6, the Apostle Paul is asked a related question, a question that comes up over and over and over again in different forms. The question is, are we to continue to sin that grace may abound? Let me explain the context. In Romans 5, the preceding chapter, Paul had just explained the doctrine of imputation, which says, even though we sin continually, God considers us holy. That's because we belong to Christ, and we are the recipients of the righteousness of Christ. The holiness of Christ, the righteousness of Christ, is imputed to us, credited to our account, even though we are sinners. And we certainly are sinners. Scripture makes that crystal clear. Earlier in the service, we read a verse from 1 John that said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Scripture makes it clear, and our own experience makes it clear, we're incorrigible sinners. But despite our sin, God looks at us who belong to Christ and sees the perfection of Jesus, just as if we were perfect. That's the gift Christ has given to us, his people. That's the gospel. That's great news. Your sinfulness, your selfishness and rebellion was imputed to Jesus, and he paid your penalty on the cross. At the same time, his righteousness and perfection is imputed to you. That's the great exchange. Jesus takes the penalty for your sin and then credits to you the rewards of his perfect righteousness. So at the beginning of Romans 6, there's this question Paul was often asked. Well, if our sins are forgiven on account of Christ, if the holiness of Jesus is imputed to us, even though we continue to sin, should we just keep on sinning because we know God will forgive us? Paul immediately answered that question with passion. No, by no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? I just made the point that we all continue to sin. So how is it that we die to sin? What does that mean? Here's how a lot of people think about it. You die to sin by struggling against sin, by making a commitment to avoid sin, by making a commitment to pursue holiness. And those are worthwhile pursuits. But according to Paul here at the beginning of Romans 6, dying to sin is much simpler than that. Paul says, how can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? He goes on. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So Paul is saying that in the waters of baptism, we are freed from sin in this sense. We're freed from the penalty of sin. We're freed from death. You know, Paul attributes a lot more significance and power to the gift of baptism than most of us do. Maybe we should rethink baptism. Jesus himself said, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And because baptism is a gift, it's something God does for us, not something we do. Because of that, anyone is eligible to receive baptism, even a baby, even a profoundly developmentally disabled adult who isn't capable of understanding. You know, you and I are still living in our flesh, and so we're still inclined to sin, and it can create havoc in our lives. Most of us have experienced that. But at the same time, those of us who've received the gift of baptism, according to Paul, have been freed from the ultimate penalty of sin. We're freed from death. When you grasp what Christ has done for you in baptism, you can't help but be filled with gratitude toward God. And that's our motivation to resist sin. Gratitude is our motivation. Never fear. In fact, in light of what Christ has done for you, you can experience real relief. You can relax. You're forgiven and loved by God. And remember this. Unlike the French detective Baptiste, God doesn't define you by what you've done or by what you continue to struggle with. What God cares about is who you are. And who you are is a beloved, baptized child of God. You belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Christ Jesus, you can look to the future with joy and confidence and peace. You're forgiven. Amen.